Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
Hey, everybody. It's J. Stu coming to you from Sketchbook Comics once again with our good friend Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. So the big story, last night they released the first image of Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
They did.
And I know you're an Aquaman fan.
I am.
What are your thoughts?
I'm good with it. I like the picture. I think he looks cool. I think he looks regal. I think he looks badass. The thing that I was kind of hoping wouldn't be there is there, and that's the beard.
Oh,
but
okay.
The hooked hand's not, so I'm okay with that. Yeah, I didn't want him to have a beard, but what are you going to do? I want him to be more the clean-cut Aquaman.
I had a feeling with Momoa, though, they weren't going to be clean-cut.
Yeah, no, I figured he'd have more of almost, I don't want to say a barbarian look, but
yeah,
more of a fighter look, maybe. You know, yeah. I think you know what I mean.
But. Oh, I know what you mean. I was actually impressed, and I'm not a big Momoa fan by any means, so I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
And I guess he is going to make his first appearance in the Batman versus Superman movie.
Yeah, I figure it'll just be a cameo more than anything.
Oh, probably.
Maybe a couple of minutes, but I don't expect him to be in it a lot.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But it was decent. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think he looks good.
Cool. So I haven't been in here in a couple of weeks, so we haven't talked about the Spider-Man situation.
Yes.
So Marvel, I guess, has gotten the rights to do Spider-Man.
To include him in the Marvel Universe.
In the Marvel Universe,
they're going to help Sony produce Spider-Man movies going forward. Yeah, that's the case. I think Sony's the big winner in the whole thing.
I think so, yeah.
That's pretty much how it goes, and I think we should get some better Spider-Man movies out of it. Casting a Spider-Man is going to be key.
Yeah.
Just vital, because I think they're betting on him to almost be their tent post for the Marvel Universe going forward.
Yeah.
Or as they lose Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and Hemsworth, whatever his name is. Thor.
Oh, Hemsworth, yeah. Yeah.
As they lose them, they need somebody to have that charisma to help carry it. I mean, I don't think you can do it with Doctor Strange.
No, not really.
So they need a heavy hitter, and they're hoping it's Spider-Man.
As bad as those movies were, I'm kind of upset that they just didn't bring back Andrew Garfield. Like he did okay with what he had to work with.
He's a good Spider-Man. He's a terrible Peter Parker. He's too cool.
Yeah.
Peter Parker was far too cool in those movies. He was far too...
All skateboarding and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, skateboarding and, you know, people are like, oh, can you take pictures of my boyfriend's car? Sure, that was kind of shooting him down, but not really. They still talk to him.
Yeah.
He was the pariah, you know, in the originals.
Yeah.
Nobody talked to Peter Parker.
It's true.
Yeah, he was... No. The fact that Flash only picked on him because he stopped him from picking on somebody else, that's not Peter Parker.
No.
So I get why they didn't. They want the clean cut, something new. My hope is that because they're introducing him in Civil War, that we won't see an origin.
I hope not. We don't need another.
Everybody knows it. They know everybody knows it. Leave it alone. Yeah. Who cares? Show it in some quick flashback type thing before the credits or during the credits and be done with
it. Yeah, like they did for the Hulk.
Exactly. Just be done with it.
Now, the rumor I heard last night, I kind of liked it. They might be trying to adapt Kraven's Last Stand or Last Hunt.
That could be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be neat.
You've never seen a Kraven in the movies yet?
No. That could be interesting, yeah. I hadn't heard that. That's cool. I think that would be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dark story for Spider-Man, so that would be interesting to see them do that and see how it's taken by the mainstream audiences.
Yeah.
Very, very different take on Spider-Man.
I just hope they don't rush it. It's 2017. To me, doesn't seem like a long time.
They don't even have a Spider-Man yet.
Yeah.
Let alone a script or a director.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it may be rushed.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. How about all the Deadpool news we've seen lately? Marina Baccarin's going to be in it.
Yeah, Firefly alum, and she's been in multiple other things at this point.
Firefly McFly will like
that. Yeah, he'll love that.
Colossus is going to be in it.
That one kind of puzzles me a bit.
Yeah.
Colossus has never been a part of Deadpool's
history
or backstory. He's never really been a supporting character in his book, so I don't get that.
Yeah,
you know?
Different actor playing him than in the X-Men movies?
Yeah, it's an odd situation. I'm not sure where they're going with that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
And Ryan Reynolds revealed the mask last week.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that I saw of it, it looks solid. It looks like the Deadpool mask.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Deadpool fan, but it looks like it could be decent. I kind of like that they don't have a big budget, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping for a lot.
Well, let's talk comics a little bit. I just read, well, we knew this was coming because of the reboot, but Archie is ending.
Yes.
Really creepy numbered issue, too, 666.
I thought that was interesting choice.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that, and I kept reading the articles about it to see if there was a reason they chose that, and they never even mentioned the number.
No.
It's a very odd choice.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe they just think it's funny or what, but I know, I think it's Dan Parent is doing the covers, and I think he's doing six covers for issue 666, which is the last issue of Archie.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if it's a coincidence. I guess it must be, but
I guess, but
very odd choice.
Yeah. Have you read anything the last week? Actually, it's been 2 weeks.
I got caught up on all the Star Wars stuff, so the first two issues of Star Wars, Darth Vader.
What'd you think of Vader? Because I kind of liked it better than the regular Star Wars.
I dug
series.
It. I enjoyed it. And I was surprised because I'm not a fan of the writer, Kieran Gillen.
Yeah.
I don't like him very much. I was surprised. I liked it. At some point, I would like to see him clue into the fact that Luke is the pilot.
Yeah.
But that just seems odd that he doesn't even know he was the pilot. Shouldn't you be able to tell that just from the feel of the Force? You're close,
so.
Like in Star Wars, you're more than close enough to him to.
Yeah.
You're only a little bit closer than you were when your two ships were flying apart.
Yeah.
But, so that part caught me as a little odd, but overall I've enjoyed them. So
not too bad.
It's a good start to the universe. We'll see how, I think Darth Vader 2 comes out next week.
Yeah.
And then Leia follows next month. So my hope is it continues.
Yeah, definitely.
Mark Waid's a solid writer, so I expect Leia will be decent.
Yeah, it looks decent.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else? Anything else on your radar?
What else did I read this week? I skimmed through Silk. As much as I don't like the fact that she was shoehorned into Peter's origin, she kind of seems like a cool character. You know, between Spider-Verse and her own stuff. I'm like, she really kind of seems cool. So I find myself kind of liking her. And, I mean, Spider-Gwen comes out next week, so it'll be interesting as a comparison to see which kind of worked better on its own. I expect it'll be Spider-Gwen.
Probably,
we'll see. Justice League, the Amazovirus story ends this week. It was really good.
Yeah,
I really liked it. I like the fact that, you know, Amazo is kind of set up as a Lex Luthor villain more than anything else.
Yeah.
And the return of a character I like a lot in the book. And so, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Cool. I have to read the latest issue so far, but it's been a solid story so far.
Yeah, I really like the story, the whole, and I like the fact that when Batman got his powers, it was like bat powers.
Yeah, that was
like
cool.
Sonic, and I thought it was just neat.
Cool.
And I like the fact that it was tied into like your subconscious, so it makes sense that it's not just a goofy coincidence that he got bat powers.
Yeah, that was
it. Made sense.
That was decent. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it a lot.
Cool.
And I mean, a lot of stuff's kind of building up to. For the pause for Convergence while they move and then we'll be back for June. So
that's cool.
Yeah, Wonder Woman this week was pretty cool too, with a little bit more Donna Troy. I mean, they're, in all honesty, I think they're bringing her in a little slowly. You had the big reveal 3 issues ago at the end of the issue, and then she was in the next issue for maybe a couple of pages, and she's in this one for maybe a few more pages.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, stop the slow burn. Just bring her in. Clearly, at the end of this issue, the next issue, clearly, it's no more slow burn.
All right.
So they've set it up, but it's been a little drawn out for me. Donna Troy was introduced. Okay, have her do something.
Yeah.
You know, the Wally West appearance in The Flash didn't seem to simmer quite as long.
Right.
You know, before he actually did something.
Yeah.
So that's my issue with Donna Troy right now.
All right. Maybe we'll get some more Donna Troy next time.
Sounds good.
And I know I say this every week to you folks out there, but Sketchbook Comics is one of the most coolest stores around in Canada, in the world.
I like to think so.
Come on down here. Say hi to Jeff. Buy some lovely Justice League comics. He's got it all.
That's right.
So thanks again, man. And we'll talk to you next time. And have a good one.
All right, take care.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.